This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and today we are offering you a Billy Brim classic, one that was made years ago in my ministry. I trust it'll bless you.
Light is the only unchangeable thing. That's what Einstein said, but the Bible said it first in James chapter 1. You know this verse, verse 17. I'll turn there and read it quickly. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of what? Lights. With whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God caused to come into my hands a tape by a full gospel businessman from California who is a scientist. And he gave these next facts that I want to share with you about light, about God and the light that he has given to us. He said, Einstein discovered light is constant, that it is the only constant, that it is the only unchangeable thing. He also said that light travels at a great speed, 186,272 miles per second. If you fired a gun whose bullet traveled the speed of light, it would travel the circumference of the globe 7 times before you could remove your finger from the trigger. It travels. If you walk with God in the light, you're not going to be like a turtle. We're for progress in medicine, but we're going to have to be for progress in the church. Yeah. We're going to have to be for those people who come on and say, yes, I can walk like Jesus in the light. Amen. Now, quickly, we're going to pretend, and this man, this scientist, gave us that you're all in a spaceship. I'm going to have to go real, real fast. You're going to take a 30-day trip. You're going to go out 15 days and come back 15 days. You're going to travel, that's 30 days. You're going to travel approximately 80% of the speed of light. You go and you come back. You're going to be 30 days older, but when you get back, I'm going to be 60 days older. I'm not going with you. You're going to take a second trip. You're going to speed up and go about 90% the speed of light or so. You're going to go out 15 days, back 15 days, 30 days in all. When you come back having sped up, I'm going to be 10 years older. You'll only be 30 days older. I'll wish I went with you. Those are approximate, but this is exact, this is exact, this is exact, this is exact. If you would speed up to 99.27 nines, the speed of light, just enough to keep you from disappearing, for Einstein learned that if you travel the speed of light, matter cannot travel the speed of light, for as soon as it attains the speed of light, it disappears. If we hold you just under the speed of light, and you go out 15 days and you come back 15 days. That's 30 days. You'll be 30 days older, but Earth will be 30,000 years older. Exactly. These are exact figures. We're going to divide that and get that down to a simple equation. Divide it by the largest number we can. 30 days for you, 30,000 years for Earth. It comes out exactly. One day is just 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is just one day. God just wants us to see. God just wants us to see. He was right about it. All these things are in here. 1 Timothy 1:16 will give you Einstein's theory of relativity. We don't have time to read it. Here all the time. Everything's in here. It's all in here. Glory to God. And I'll tell you, things are going to happen. All God had to do to Philip to get him over another place was beat him up. That's all. Don't you faint at some of the things that are going to happen. Don't you say God can't do that. We walk with a man in Russia that God's transported all over the place. Praise the Lord. This is nothing little we're doing tonight. Satellite. It's not just because it's nice and we want people to be blessed and that's good and everything. We've come to an age and we've come to a time. I just want to show you from the Word of God. Turn with me to 1 Timothy. We got to see God's wonderful, beautiful, precious magnificent word. 2 Timothy 6, verse 16. No, it's 1 Timothy. I was right in the first place. 1 Timothy chapter 6. This scientist who was telling this, he was not a Christian. He was a professor who taught at a school in California. He didn't believe in God. Now he's out giving testimony for Full Gospel Businessmen. You can get his tapes by writing Costa Mesa. You don't care if I say that, do you? I mean, it's God. We're to a time. We're to a place. We're not going to miss it. We're going to come on. We're going to be what we're supposed to be. He was challenged by one of his students. He taught evolution. One of his students said to him, Professor, we've got computers these days. If what you believe is so, and that man's been on the earth millions of years and evolving and evolving and evolving, put all the known factors that we know in those computers and find out what Earth's population would be. He said, now the Bible says in such a time there was a flood and 8 souls were left. Put that in the computer with all the wars and all the pestilences and all the things we know and we've got, and let's see what Earth's population would be. And the professor took the challenge. And he found out if what he'd been teaching were so, there wouldn't be enough room on the earth for all the people. And he put those 8 souls in there, and it came out exactly the population of the earth. 4 billion plus. And he said, then I started studying backwards. I knew the things we knew from science, and I found them in the written word of God all the time. Among other things, he talked about and brought facts out about Einstein's theory about light. God is light. Of course, he's talking about natural light, but God is the great light from which natural light comes and is a pattern of. Amen. And so Einstein discovered light is constant. It moves, it travels at 186,272 miles per second, but it's constant. It's the only constant. It's the only unchangeable thing. Then Einstein discovered what we just went through, that if you could travel the speed of light, strange things would happen to you. But he knew you couldn't travel it, because if you did travel it, nothing material, he said, could go the speed of light, for as soon as it did travel the speed of light, it would disappear. But he discovered, Einstein discovered, that if you could travel the speed of light, strange things would happen to you. Number one, you would live forever. Einstein! You would be immortal. Sister Clara Grace, you know the night she had the great visit of God in your meeting, and where was it? Dallas, Texas, in what year? About 1962, great prophetess of God. Brother Osteen had a meeting in Dallas, and I guess you had Brother Hagin come for a guest speaker. You didn't know Sister Grace. She came with Brother Hagin. One of the greatest visitations of God in her life came that night. And she said it came when Brother Hagin made this statement. He said, when science discovered timelessness, they discovered eternity and God. And he made a statement that God will reveal the hidden things in a parallel fashion as they're coming to us spiritually, then as the light is brighter in the church. You know what happened in the Dark Ages? They locked up the Bible and they weren't creative. And at the turn of this century, we had that great, what we call the Holy Ghost outpouring. And I mean, when that Holy Ghost outpouring came, really, you know, it was, they should have had it long ago, but they came back into it, was restored to them. Right at that time, that's when Einstein got the information about the light. And that's when Edison got information about the light. And Brother Hagin said that night, he said, these realms of God's knowledge will travel simultaneously, side by side. And when he made that statement in that meeting, God took her out and gave her a great visitation of God. I don't have time to tell it all to you tonight, but there are some things awaiting us. And we're going to walk with God, and we're not going to be just little baby Christians. We're just going to get over it. That's what we're going to do. We're just going to get over that fussing and fighting like little two-year-olds. We're just going to know a little bit about the glory on us and how to treat each other. And that lesson last night, how to have our spirits up. I mean, you pray in the Holy Ghost, like he said, and you're praying with that river of God down through you. Hallelujah. So Einstein, he said, discovered some things about light. That if you travel the speed of light, strange things would happen to you. Number one, you would live forever. You would have passed time. The little exercise we went through a moment ago was the time dilation theory of passing time. All you have to do to pass time is speed up. Hallelujah. But Einstein said, matter cannot travel at the speed of light, for as soon as it does, it ceases to be matter. And this scientist whose tape I heard said that was in the Bible. Einstein, it took him all those centuries for that information to come to us, and Apostle Paul wrote about it to Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 16. Who only, speaking of Jesus Christ, hath immortality, dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto. See, nothing natural can approach that speed. Who only, Jesus, deity, God, hath immortality, why, dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. It's here. It's all here in this written word of God. Now, we have this man we work with in Russia, underground pastor, been in jail many times. They'd offered him to get out of Russia 3 times. They begged him to leave. But God said to him, you may go if you want to, and he has teenage children, and they've been in Siberia, even the children. You may go if you want to, but this is my first plan for your life, that you head up this work here and the underground press work in the city. So the last time we were with him, he told us about how Jesus Christ has been visiting him and how Jesus Christ has been speaking to him about the glory of the Lord filling the whole earth and about the glorious church. I said to him, we call him Paul, we call him Russian Paul, for God said to us, he's that man of Hebrews 11:35. You know, the great Hebrews book and the heroes of faith, it talks about this one escaped and that one escaped and all the things they did. But it says, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance. See, he had deliverance offered to him. God, they said the KGB wanted him out. They offered 3 times for him to leave. But he didn't choose the deliverance. And it says in Hebrews 11:35, they didn't do it that they might have a better resurrection. So he'll have a high place in resurrection. But we said to him the last time we were with him, not the last time, but a year before that, we saw him again in September. I said, Brother Paul, we'll be back. He said, I don't know if you'll have a chance to be back or not, but Lord Jesus is telling me about his soon return.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I hope you enjoyed the classic that you heard today. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 if you would like to have a copy of it on CD. Shalom, shalom.